thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
From 2 Peter 3:18, you must grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Saviour. How do we overcome past hurts in relationships? How do two people combine separate and unique perspectives to create a satisfying and loving relationship? There's a very special ingredient called grace that must be added to the mix. It calls for extending to the other person the same grace that God extends to you. It bandages broken people and permits the defeated to develop winning ways to escape their past. It gives strength to those who struggle to be functional in areas where historically they've been dysfunctional. Grace restores the heart and resolves the trouble of a tormented spirit. It uplifts through loving kindness and forgiveness. It calls in the favor of God, and as He bestows it on us, we should extend it to those who need our compassion and love. We are all broken in certain ways, and we need to learn to escape that and to help mend the brokenness in others. Peter didn't believe he was capable of denying his Lord. He swore he would never do it, but Jesus not only predicted it, He promised to pray for him until he was fully restored. And we are called to do that too, to extend to other imperfect people the same love and grace that has been shown for us. Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, "We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other." And Peter adds, "You must grow in grace." It's a process, so you've got to work at it. From Vision's Word for Today, you must respond with grace.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.